What is the outlook of stripe rust for our wheat this year in Northwest Kansas? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. And for the outlook of stripe rust, we always look to the south for this discussion. As of right now, there is active stripe rust infections in Texas at four different locations that they typically check: Uvedale, College Station, McGregor, and Castroville. All of these are south of Dallas. However, everything seems to be pretty quiet in Oklahoma, which is a good thing for us. As of last week, there was no stripe rust reported in Oklahoma. According to this week's drought monitor map, things are pretty dry directly south of us, and that might be a bit of an understatement. Three things must come together to get a stripe rust infection: the disease, which is our stripe rust, we have to have a host, which is the wheat, and we have to have environmental conditions that are favorable for this disease, which includes moisture on the wheat leaves. Without one of these, stripe rust will not infect wheat, and south of us, they're missing the moisture component. Now, I've not been to southwest Kansas or western Oklahoma, but I hear the wheat conditions are not great. One report from Oklahoma said that wheat in southwest Oklahoma is only 4 to 6 inches tall and trying to put out a flag leaf. The pathologist from Oklahoma said that with the pressure that is showing in Texas, he expects to start seeing fungal infections in eastern Oklahoma, but not in the western part of it, because it's just too dry to have stripe rust infect the wheat. In a recent article from Eric DeWolf, our K-State wheat pathologist, he said that we have a low to moderate risk for stripe rust infections in Kansas. This is based off the growing conditions that are south of us in Oklahoma and Texas, and the infections of stripe rust that occur early in the spring, or actually late in the winter, during February. I think what he's seeing is that the eastern part of Texas and Oklahoma are getting moisture, and the southeast part of Kansas is getting moisture. So that might be where the moderate part of this prediction that comes in to the stripe rust predictions for Kansas. So that gives you just a little bit of an idea for right now for stripe rust infections. I think we're okay for our outlook. And depending on if we start getting moisture straight south of us, that may change the outlook. But for right now, hold on to those fungicide dollars. Hopefully we will not have to spend them for stripe rust infections this year. So I've also been out checking wheat, and we could still use a little bit more growth on some of the wheat that I'm finding. What I've been finding so far is that the growing point is still below the soil line. This is a stage of wheat is not really too far off what I've been normally finding over the last 4 or 5 years at this time. So there's a couple of things to think about if we're not yet jointed and that growing point is still below the soil surface. If you're still planning to apply top dress nitrogen, you still have a little bit of time to get it on before into those roots prior to jointing. If you're applying dicamba for kochia control, you still have a bit more time to get that dicamba on before we reach jointing. Now, if you're planning to apply 2,4-D, hold on just a little while longer and not apply 2,4-D just yet. We really need those 2,4-D applications after jointing, otherwise it can hinder some of those spring tillers, and we need those tillers this year. I have a picture of the wheat growth stage that I took in the field last week posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also posted a link to the article from our K-State wheat pathologist discussing the outline of stripe rust infections for this next year. I'll be out in the field and let you know what else I'm finding, but you can always follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie to really see what I'm finding out in the field. If you have any questions, get a hold of me at the Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs.